Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. Hopefully everybody's doing well. You know, tonight we're going to talk about God's power. Let's look at Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18, and we're going to look at verses 9 through 15 this evening. Genesis chapter 18, verses 9 through 15. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "There in the tent." He said, "I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. Sarah was past childbearing. Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I indeed bear a child when I am so old?' Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Verse 15, Sarah denied it, however, saying, "I did not laugh, for she was afraid." And he said, "No, but you did laugh." And the question there is, you know, is anything too difficult for the Lord? You know, that's a good question for us to answer. You know, and we know the answer, but do we really believe it? And that's like I said, that's a question that we need to ask. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Many times we forget how powerful God is. And we should trust him fully. If he says something, he will follow through with it. He makes his promises, and he keeps his promises. So even though Sarah was past the age of childbearing, she was speaking with the Lord there. So let's break this down. Let's look at verse 10 there. And this was God. God told him what was going to happen. You know, "Sarah, your wife, will have a son this time next year. And when I return," and this was told to Abraham, but Sarah was listening. She was listening. This was a promise from God. And we know, like I said, God keeps his promises. So many times we lose sight of that. We lose sight that he does keep his promises. God tells us that there will be a judgment one day. There is going to be judgment one day. It will be scary for those who are not found righteous. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7 through 9. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 9. "Who will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." You know, we might remember that all scripture is God breathed. It's inspired by God. He spoke through the writers. If we follow God's plan of salvation, we must hear the word. We must believe it. We must repent and we must confess. And then we need to be baptized and live faithfully. These are all things that we need to follow because that's what he asks of us. Then we have nothing to worry about. Those who follow his plan, who follow God's plan, is promised heaven. And isn't that something that we can be proud of, that we have? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter in the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father." Also, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5. Colossians 1 and verse 5. "Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard in the word of the truth, the gospel." If we read through the Bible, we will find many promises from God to people, yet some choose not to trust him. They chose not to trust him or even laugh at him in this matter. Sometimes we do have a hard time believing our God, you know, and believing that God is all powerful. But like I said, God is all-powerful, and he can do whatever he sees fit. He knows better than we do and what must be done. He can help us handle any problems that we're having. You know, I couldn't help but think of, you know, Noah's Ark. You know, when Noah was building that ark, you know that he was preaching to many, but only 8 were saved. And, you know, the same thing kind of feels like today. You know, there's going to be some that will not listen. There's going to be some that will not be saved. And what a sad thing that is. But how can God take care of the whole world? How can he take care of the whole world? Well, he's a big God. He's a big God. Second point this evening comes from verse 11 in Genesis 18. This is talking about Abraham and Sarah's, how advanced in age they were. They were past conceiving years. This was significant in the way that God knew this. God knew that they were past the childbirth. And God wanted them to trust him. He wanted them to trust him. And the same thing goes for us today. God wants us to trust him. God was willing to bless them with a child, even though they were up in years. They were past their prime. And as humans, we could probably see where one could doubt what could be done in this situation. We can see that. You know, in Psalm 68 and verse 35. Psalm 68, verse 35. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. God does give us strength and power to handle daily problems. So we have the ability to get through anything that is bothering us. We have the ability. You know, the last couple of years haven't been easy. It's not been easy, but we're still standing. Has it been challenging? Yes, but we've gotten through. But God is with us, and he sees everything. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Luke 18 and verse 1, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Many times we think that God is not listening to our prayers, that they're not being heard. You know, but patience is key. Patience is the key in our life. We need the same patience that God shows us. You know, we must remember that we are on God's time, not ours. We want things done right now. And that's not the way God works. That's not the way he works. In James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Verse 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again and heaven gave rain and the earth bore its fruit. You know, we can be like Elijah and not give up in prayer, you know. And how often do we give up on God? How often do we give up? You know, it's easy to sit there and pray for certain things and we don't get it, but we may not get it at that time. And that's the problem in our prayer life. We want things right now. But he could have stopped praying when he wasn't getting what he had asked for, but he didn't. Because his prayer wasn't being answered. He followed through and did not lose heart. Abraham and Sarah, they were good people, but just had a bad moment in this section, or at least Sarah did. Sarah had a bad moment there, and maybe even a couple of bad moments, but she's human. She's human, and she made mistakes, just like we do. You know, you think of people in the Bible that were good people, but they made mistakes. They were human. David was a man after God's own heart, but his sin was Bathsheba. And we'll talk about a couple of others here later in this lesson. It's easy to point out others' faults, though. It's easy to point out others' faults, but we all have weak moments. We all have those moments. We don't like to admit it, We ought to be truthful to God. We ought to be truthful with ourselves. And we must be truthful with each other. It's not easy admitting our faults. But God knows. And if he knows, we can't hide it. Third thing this evening comes from verse 12 of Genesis chapter 18. Sarah laughed when she heard what God had told them. She laughed what God had told them. You know, I don't believe that she reacted the right way, especially when spoken to by God. Doubt is something that we all struggle with at some point in time, but we should never doubt what God can do. And let's talk about doubt for a minute. You know, Thomas had doubt. In John chapter 20, verses 25 through 28, John chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Verse 27. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it into my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." And then in verse 28, Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus knew what Thomas said. He knew what Thomas had said, so he gave him proof. You know, but Jesus didn't have to give him proof. But we need to have, we need that belief. We need that faith in God that he will do what he promises. But we have all the proof we need inside our Bibles. And it's our choice to believe or not. But like I said, we have all the proof that we need. God wants us to believe. Even though we didn't see any of these things happen, he wants us to believe. And we need to trust God and his word that it did. That's what faith is all about. It's the kind of faith that we need. Thomas was just like we are sometimes. Needed to see it or needed proof. But Jesus actually addressed him. He addressed him, and you know, how could you not believe after Jesus addressed you? You know, put your shoes on Thomas's feet. And, you know, like I said, he was kind of had a weak moment there in a sense. Jesus was still preaching, or Jesus was still teaching as well. He didn't get angry, but he showed Thomas what he needed to see. In James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and then verse 8. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. He is a double," and then verse 8, "he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." You know, we don't want to be unstable. We don't want to be unstable. If God says it, then we need to put our trust in him because he knows. You know, we are all made in the image of God. And it's up to us to choose the path that we want to take. One will lead us to heaven and the other will lead us to hell. And yes, both places are real. Both places are real. You know, Peter had a weak moment as well. Matthew 14 and verse 31. In Matthew 14 and verse 31, Peter tried to walk on water. You know, he couldn't do it because of doubt. He couldn't do it because of doubt. He began to sink. In Matthew 14, 31, Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took a hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" God's hand is always there when we need it. It's always there when we need it. He's always stretching his hand out there when we're in trouble. But Peter took his eyes off Jesus and put his trust elsewhere. And sometimes we get just like Peter, take our eyes off Jesus, put more trust in ourselves. We see doubt everywhere. Like I said, Sarah, we see it in Thomas. We saw it in Peter. But Sarah did laugh, though. She laughed, and she probably shouldn't have done that. She probably shouldn't have done that. Point number four, in this chapter 18, verses 13 through 14 there. Question was posed, is anything too difficult for the Lord? And the Lord questioned Abraham of why Sarah laughed. Shall I indeed bear a child when I'm so old? Then posed that question, is anything too difficult for the Lord? It was something for them to think about after, you know, after their reaction to what was promised to them. And again, he was teaching. God was teaching here, giving them food for thought. Even though they doubted, he never got angry. We see over and over that nothing is too difficult for the Lord. He can do whatever he needs to do. We must trust that he keeps his promises because he loves us. He loves us. The Lord told them directly they will conceive, and Sarah showed doubt. God works behind the scenes where we can't see the progress all the time, but he is working. He is working. May not be as fast as we want things to be. We're very impatient people when it comes to our personal lives. We think God should answer our prayers right away, but that's not the way he works. In Psalm 37 and verse 5, Psalm 37 and verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Also in Psalm 56 and verse 3, Psalm 56 and verse 3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. God never leaves us, but we are the ones who leave him. He is always near if we just listen to him. In Psalm 56, verse 11, Psalm 56 and verse 11, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? But we must put our full trust in God that he will see us through. If we trust in man more, they will lead us astray. Too many times we put trust in people when we need to put more trust in God and his word. Man can do a lot if we allow them to. We should stand firm on God's word, even if it goes against man. Even if it goes against man, we should stand firm in God's word. And we may be standing alone. In Joshua 24 and verse 15, Joshua 24 and verse 15, For if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We just need to remember that nothing is too big for God to handle. Nothing is too big for God to handle. Like I said, the last couple of years, I'm hoping that maybe it's brought us closer to God. But since some still aren't meeting, and sometimes it feels like we're apart, well, we're here, and God is here with us, you know. But God knows our hearts. He understands our situation. He knows that. God will help us get through obstacles. Help us get through our obstacles as a church family. Fifth thing this evening, Sarah's lie. In Genesis 18 and verse 15, Sarah was confronted about laughing. Well, she denied it. She said, I did not laugh. Well, we know that was a lie. She did. She did laugh. We know she did laugh, and she denied this, knowing the Lord was right there, lied to God. She basically had two weak moments in this section, but she doubted. Because she doubted and she lied. The reason she lied was that she was afraid. You know, apparently not afraid of God enough to admit that she did laugh. But even Abraham or even Adam and Eve, you know, they hid from God. Eve blamed the serpent, Adam blamed God. You know, they both had a chance to tell the truth, though. You know, we can't hide from God. He wants us to be truthful. He tells us the truth, so we ought to do the same with him. In John 8 and verse 32, John 8, 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 14 and verse 6, John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is truth, and he is our mediator. He's the one that's, and he speaks on our behalf. He speaks on our behalf to God for us. In Psalm 86 and verse 11, Psalm 86 and verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. God knows everything, so why lie? There is no reason. There is no reason. And I want to close in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes 12 and verses 13 and 14. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14, for God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. And the question earlier was, is anything too difficult for the Lord? Well, nothing is too difficult. We just need to put our trust in God, that he will take care of us. The lesson is yours tonight. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and you walked away and you need prayers of the church, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand.